KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have mostly sunny skies. We're at 41 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy and windy today, a high of 52. Winds northwest at 20 to 25 miles per hour with higher gusts, depending on where you are. Reminder, a red flag warning is in effect south of Interstate 80, along and south of Interstate 80 from noon today until 6 p.m. And north of Interstate 80, a wind advisory is in effect from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're looking for very windy conditions today, obviously very dry conditions as well. And Pottawatomie County has issued a burn ban in effect until further notice. No outdoor burning. If you have cigarettes, don't throw them out the window as you're driving down the road because they can start a grassland or field fire very quickly. And these conditions are very dangerous. Officials of the Creston Police Department said a teen was transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center Wednesday afternoon following a collision near the Creston High School parking lot. Police report a 2014 Chevy Impala driven by 40-year-old Aaron Elizabeth Dodge of Creston was traveling east on Town Line Road. A 2006 Chrysler Sebring driven by 16-year-old Caitlin Buchanan of Creston was pulling out of the CHS parking lot and failed to yield to the oncoming Impala. When she pulled in front of the vehicle, the resulting collision caused a total of $10,000 damage. Buchanan complained of pain and was transported to the hospital by EMS. She was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. The Walnut City Council will hold a public hearing this evening at 5 o'clock on their fiscal year 2020-2021 budget. Following the hearing and related discussion, the council will act on a resolution to adopt the budget as presented. Other continued discussion will be held with regard to the Walnut Community and Fitness Center, including the possible purchase of a scissor lift and consideration of reduced rates for class reunions. The Walnut City Council will also discuss and act on matters pertaining to a housing rehabilitation grant through the Community Development Block Grant Program, or CDBG. Other discussion includes summer mowing, including the opening of bids and possible approval of an agreement or contract. The Walnut Antique Show, including permission to park a trailer on Wednesday during the show and permission to use city streets for the 2021 Walnut Antique Show. And the council will hear from Shelley Thompson with regard to a possible Brick Street Market. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg will hold Invest in Iowa town hall meetings next week in Harlan and Council Bluffs. The Harlan meeting takes place on March the 6th at noon at the C.G. Turkelson Activity Center. The Council Bluffs town hall takes place later that same day at the Hoff Family Arts and Cultural Center, beginning at 2:30 p.m. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has announced the appointment of several Southwest Iowa and Western Iowa residents to various state boards and commissions. They include Alexis Fleener of Atlantic to the Iowa Great Places Advisory Board, Dale Behrens of Panora and Lori Getzinger of Carroll to the Iowa Grain Indemnity Board, Daryl Olson of Audubon to the Racing and Gaming Commission, Janet DeMott of Bedford to the Real Estate Commission, Quentin Stanerson of Audubon was appointed to the State Judicial Nominating Commission, S. James Smith of Earlham to the Accountancy Examining Board, Ryan Crawford of Stewart to the Board of Massage Therapy, Tammy Claver of Harlan to the Board of Cosmetology, Jillian Travis of Sydney to the Board of Dentistry, Marty Reakin of Oakland, and Molly Pulaski of Earlham to the Board of Mortuary Science. Also appointed by Governor Reynolds was Lane Plugi of Council Bluffs to the Board of Social Work, Ann Werner of Diagonal to the Board of Veterinary Medicine, and Geneva Jacobson of Avoca to the Commission for the Blind. Each of those appointments are subject to a Senate confirmation. A Republican has thrown his hat into the ring in a Cass County primary race. Bernard Pettinger will run against Democrat Russell Joyce for the District 5 seat again on the Cass County Board of Supervisors on June 2nd. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes said Wednesday afternoon that Pettinger had filed his nomination papers in advance of the June 2nd primary election. After more than a decade of displaying an extensive collection of tractors, trucks, farm machinery, and more, the owners of the Farm All Land USA Museum near Avoca are retiring. Jerry and Joyce Mez own and operate the museum. They plan to close the doors near the end of the harvest season in late September. The museum, which had started out as an Avoca implement dealership purchased by Jerry's father Max in 1943, has more than 225 pieces in the collection, including various ag-related toys and advertising. The museum will be open for the season on April the 4th. Hours will be after that date from Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday from noon until 5. The Farm All Land USA is located on Highway 59, just north of Avoca, near Interstate 80. And again, its last day of operation will be September 27th. The Washington GEM 4-H Club here in Cass County is turning 100 years old this year. Spokesperson Melanie Petty said the current club, which consists of 23 members, has been busy planning ways to celebrate the milestone. For more information will be made available in the coming months. Petty says right now, though, the club would like to get the word out to all past members with the help of the public. So if you're a past member of the Washington GEM Club or know of a past member, contact Lynette Friend at 712-254-2572 or Melanie Petty at 712-249-3696. Washington GEM will have a table set up at the 4-H Endowment Pancake Supper that takes place this evening from 5 until 7:30 p.m. at the Cass County Community Building, and that'll be together member information. Also, sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a man and woman from Oakland were arrested late Tuesday night following a reported physical disturbance at a residence in the 400 block of South Chautauqua Avenue. An investigation resulted in 36-year-old Richard Franks and 44-year-old Kathleen Gerhart being taken into custody at around 11:25 p.m. Tuesday, both charged with interference with official acts. Gerhart was additionally charged with making false reports to 911. Her bond was set at $600. Franks was being held on a $300 bond. Late Tuesday night also, Pott County deputies were dispatched to the area near Weston Avenue and Railroad Highway for a report of a vehicle in the ditch. 46-year-old Gretchen Renee Cunningham was arrested for OWI first offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and controlled substance first offense, marijuana, as a parent or guardian. A 17-year-old male was arrested on similar charges, except for as a juvenile. And Monday night in Pottawatomie County, a Cass County man was arrested for driving while barred. 30-year-old Cam Christopher Jonkey was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Oakland. Elsewhere in the news, the March session of Healthy You, the Cass County Health System, will be held next Thursday, March 19th, at the Cass County, actually it's 2 weeks from this Thursday, at the Cass County Health System. The program, Five Things Your OBGYN Wants You to Know, will be presented by Emily Chang. Dr. Chang provides comprehensive obstetrics and gynecological care for women of all ages at the Atlantic Medical Center. She's certified through the American Board of Obstetrics and Genealogy and received her medical degree from Southeastern University College of Osteopathic Medicine back in 2003. Now, Healthy You will be offered at noon on Thursday, March 19th. It's a free educational series at the Cass County Health System, which is held monthly in conference room number 2 with different topics each month. You're invited and welcome to attend, but they ask that you make reservations because a meal is provided for all those in attendance. To make a reservation, call 712-243-7479. A Nebraska resident accused of stabbing to death a woman in northwest Iowa has had her trial rescheduled to start for June the 8th. Melissa Camargo Flores of Dakota City, Nebraska, is accused of killing 24-year-old Kanaya Alvarez Flores in Sioux City back on April 8th of 2018. Court documents say Camargo Flores admitted stabbing Alvarez Flores. Camargo Flores told investigators she'd been involved in a relationship with the victim's boyfriend. The two women are not related. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.